This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rosby Subramanian.
NPR is marking the 50th anniversary of its first on-air original broadcast. The network's All Things Considered debuted on May 3rd, 1971. NPR developed a different storytelling style in order to set itself apart from the three major TV networks and other competitors of the time. Things were much different back then, and of course a great deal has changed in the media landscape in the past half century, and I imagine things will continue to change in the coming years and decades too.
No, I think NPR has certainly adjusted and remained a steady constant throughout the times in delivering this quality level of journalism that's very inquisitive, that's very informational, and looks to just provide you more than with just a newscast, but the news and entertainment as well, the insightful, intelligent talk and conversations that hopefully we're providing here on our podcast, and that you can't find anywhere else. And it's wonderful that they're able to and have been able to continue this trend and weave this thread throughout now a half a century. I think it's very commendable what National Public Radio has been able to do, and still provide this kind of services and get the kind of news and information and intelligent talk and entertainment and classical music and what have you throughout this time. I think it was a great moment, especially for broadcasting and just for just the general American public, when I believe it was President Johnson who passed the legislation and put forward a national public radio system that it helps continue this kind of service that you really can't find anywhere else. That's unique unto itself, and I think it's standing now 50 years later is just a testament to the very integral role it plays in our society. And that, you know, I've done a little bit of traveling, and I've lived in different places as a journalist, as an academic, and travel a little ways between campus and home. And I know I can always find an NPR station. If I go out of the frequency of one, I can tune into another. So it's always something that's there, and it's one I've enjoyed throughout the tri-state area as long as I've lived here. I think it's a true testament to its service, and it's continues, I think, to, well, it will continue to remain a vital source of information and news and talk and entertainment for people as long as it's available on any kind of mobile device. And it's still, revolutionizing itself and evolving to provide that. But still sticking to its guns and sticking to its original nature and how it provided these different programs that people seek and want. I think it's something that we need to talk about and celebrate.
I think you will be surprised that radio is still so relevant. And if you look at all the medias, television, newspaper, radio, you know, all this Facebook, all that, still radio is considered to be the number one in terms of reaching the audience. That's pretty surprising for me, at least. And again, NPR has been staple across the country. You know, a lot of people tune into NPR news just to know about what's happening. Because you see, on the contrary, if you look at other major organizations, they actually build up their program around personalities. On the contrary, you see NPR, it focuses on content. I think that's what is, as Will just pointed out, people who want intelligence, people who are still believing in news gathering, that's the place to go to. On the contrary, if you see all the other media platforms, it's basically talking about opinion superstars. That's what I would call. You know, every station, they just have built their content around one particular guy or girl who will talk about their opinion, and that's pretty much the staple across other. On the contrary, as Will just pointed out, still NPR is the one platform where people really go out and gather news and all that. And again, you also have to look at how it's being funded, right? You know, on the contrary, all the other markets, getting ads is easy, getting their attention is easy, but NPR or these radio platforms, they depend on the public for the media survival. And again, NPR is very important because imagine we have weekend newspapers. Newspapers, local newspapers are shutting down. And who do you think is going to cover the state houses or legislature or civic issues? I think that's the kind of oath that we've got through NPR. And I'm sure this 50th anniversary will also be 100 anniversaries or 150 or 200 because we need an institution to be a watchdog about what's happening and do real hardcore journalism. And I really think that we need NPR. And again, you know, it's also public funded and supported.
Well, you raise an interesting issue about the funding, Rajvi, because I'm wondering if the nonprofit model might be the way more perhaps newspapers and other media outlets go in the future. We're seeing large corporations taking over, for example, newspapers, especially in many smaller towns. There's not much content, I think, in some of these newspapers anymore. So might it be possible that this nonprofit funding model is something that gets adopted by more media outlets?
It's something I'd like to see tried or at least explored further. I know it's been discussed for some time, but I think all we need to do is to look at NPR and to see the success that it's had now in its 50th year. I definitely think it's something that needs to be at least explored or even tried, because I think, just as you said, Rich, with the larger corporations and corporate-owned newspapers, the product is not there that it should be, that it was before the corporate takeovers. And it's something I'd like to see or at least try it or further discuss and investigate. And I know within the last 10 or 15 years, it is something that is. I'm not sure it's the answer or not, but I'm sure I'd like to see it looked into further, in my opinion.
I really like to point out, because I think an organization's success or failure depends on the leadership. And again, if we have good leaders who understand the potential of NPR and can take it to another level, it's great. But if we are going to have some executives who don't see the potential or misuse that, it might also be brought down to the ground. So we really don't know what's going to happen, but I'm being optimistic that NPR will definitely play a very important role in shaping the democracy of our country and also making sure the public gets truth, facts. That's also very important.
You know, I mentioned small-town newspapers, but what about in larger markets? I guess in particular to you, Will, could you ever envision The Chicago Tribune, for example, being run by a not-for-profit entity?
Hard to get my head around, but that's a good question. I don't know. What do you think, Rajvi?
Yeah, I mean, see, the thing is, anything is possible. And that's the beauty of media. Like, when newspaper was ruling the entire country, we thought when radio came in, that's the end of newspaper. And then when television came in, that's the end of radio newspaper. And now when the internet came, that's the end of all the media. But then they managed to evolve and survive in spite of all the differences and to reach their audiences. I think, you know, any of this market, I think there are some places where they're experimenting, because I was reading somewhere in Charlotte, North Carolina, they're trying to kind of, you know, make sure they're not run by money, motive, the capitalistic employers, but rather than having people who understand that people should be given, you know, valuable truth information, and money is the secondary and it's not the primary. But again, we just have to wait and see how it's going to do. But so far, I think we haven't got any kind of groundbreaking results with a nonprofit entity kind of making some strides in journalism. But I'm hopeful and confident things will change. But at least, you know, some people who are loaded with lots of money, they are willing to kind of, you know, pump in some money so that people are getting some important information and news at a time when they need it the most.
With that, we're going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.